This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Today's video is going to be all about niche research. If you think about it, it's one of the first things we need to do when we are publishing print-on-demand products. I think first we should decide like what marketplace we're optimizing for. And if you know me, I prefer Amazon merch. It's always been best to me in terms of profits generated. So I'm going to optimize for Amazon merch. Next up, it's like, okay, well, what are we selling? Well, we need to figure out a niche. Amazon merch tells us what products we can and can't sell. I'm going to sell my designs on every product available and on every marketplace available. But what niches are we going to sell in before we worry about design? I want to walk you through my personal process that I prefer right now in 2024 in this video. I'm going to put a Father's Day slant on it, and I'm going to do some kind of simultaneous in real time designs, all right? Create some designs while we go to show you how I would really do this, all right? I know that's why you're here, so let's get right to it. To get started for this tutorial, you could probably guess, we're gonna head on over to Amazon.com because we're optimizing our approach for Amazon. I'm gonna go to the search bar, and since it's a Father's Day tutorial, I'm gonna type in funny Father's Day shirt. Again, I'm just showing you how I would personally go about doing this. Now, what I like about optimizing for shirts is that they often translate really well into the 13 other product types available on Amazon merch. It's not necessarily super optimal for things like pop sockets and maybe even phone cases, but I think it does a good enough job, and I'd much rather just allow it to be purchased, because if you don't enable that design on those products, well, you're leaving money on the table. Anyways, I'm going to scroll through here, and I know from experience that the thumbnail behind me that you see kind of repeated many times, not this one though, this is the one that's a little bit different. The other ones that are pretty repetitive, they are Amazon merch listings. Now, what you're going to notice is a lot of these are brands that are IP protected, okay? Like we see a lot of, you know, Datalorian from Disney, Star Wars, etc. One of the biggest benefits of using a research tool, and I'm going to jump on over to one in just a second, is that it filters out the protected brands. It filters out all of these Amazon FBM brands, because FBM is not necessarily doing a great job informing us of what merch allows. Merch is very strict. A lot of the most successful FBM products are in like gray areas, or, you know, using keywords that merch does not allow per their content policy, okay? The merch algorithm is not perfect. So what I really like to do is use a research tool because it expedites this process. Also, though, if you don't want to use a research tool, I just wanted to tell you that the DS Amazon QuickView Chrome extension is a great option because it shows the BSR underneath products, okay? But we're going to save ourselves, I don't know, 3 to 4 times the time by simply closing out of this window, jumping on over here to Podly, which essentially is scanning and creating their own database of Amazon merch product listings. You've seen me use it in top 5 niches of the week every Sunday, except this past Sunday because I was on my bachelor party. My bad, I should have pre-recorded one, but I forgot. But you can see here, they've got a ton of designs. What you don't see though behind me is a bunch of Disney shirts and whatnot. I'm actually surprised there's a New York Knicks shirt here. So Amazon merch does onboard new clients. Like you saw, they onboarded Disney, right? And the Star Wars brand and the Marvel brand. It looks like they made a partnership here with maybe the New York Knicks or potentially the whole NBA. So this is something that needs to be manually filtered out. And I will tell my friends at Podly, they need to update it to remove the New York Knicks. But That being said, they've done a pretty good job, all things considered. Now, I'm looking at Father's Day stuff, but even if this wasn't a Father's Day tutorial, what do you notice just by taking a look at the bestsellers behind me? If you don't follow horse racing, you might still be able to figure out that there is something going on with horse racing, right? And we know in early May, it's the Kentucky Derby, but you see one horse race shirt there, another horse racing shirt there, and at least one more right here. So one of the beauties of these research tools is that even if you don't know what you're looking for, sometimes it's just served up to you on a platter. Now, the Kentucky Derby is a little bit closer in proximity, or significantly, I should say, closer in proximity to Mother's Day. So perhaps a Mother's Day cross-niched with horse racing might make a little bit of sense. Anyways, again, back with our tutorial here, I'm going to go to the search bar. I'm going to type in Father's Day. Okay, I could type in funny Father's Day as well. What you'll notice, though, is that most of them, just from experience, have a funny slant to them. So whether you include the word funny or not, you're probably in good hands here. Now, when it comes to niche research, guys, this is going to have a lot to do with dictating how successful you are. I mean, simply put, I hate saying stuff that's super obvious, but the easiest way to succeed is to sell things that people actually want to buy. And before we start talking about subjective things like design, we need to talk about niche, because if you're selling Mother's Day stuff during Father's Day, are you going to be successful? Not really, right? But the people selling Father's Day stuff during Father's Day are way more likely to be successful. Not all niches are equal in terms of Father's Day sub-niches, though. Like, if we make really high-level generic shirts, like, I mean, again, I could have never guessed that this shirt would be as popular as it is, but this shirt is $19.99, okay? They have 9,000, just about 9,000 reviews. That is absolutely unfathomable in terms of sales volume, not just for Father's Day. Like, clearly they're ranked well when you search for Father's Day, but we know, if you've ever looked at any of my videos, that this shirt is a mainstay. It's a regular top 10 bestseller year round, okay? It says, "I'm not old, I'm classic," and it's got a classic car on it. So one thing I might do is open a new Podly tab here and then type in classic car. Okay, notice I didn't have to say Father's Day, because we already kind of know that when this is the number one bestseller, when you search for Father's Day, that there's something about Father's Day and classic cars that is working, okay? So I can come here and type in classic car, and now I'm seeing shirts indexed on those keywords that might make good Father's Day designs. For instance, this is, I don't know what to call this font, but it always, to me, kind of reminds me of the 50s, all right? The 1950s, that font. So if I want to make a design, perhaps I will do something similar to that, but also add something that is indicative of that this is a Father's Day design, right? Because obviously these are meant to be birthdays, I would say. Pretty safe to say, right? So I would maybe add a Father's Day element. Now, I said I would jump on over here into Photoshop, but I'll do that in just a second because I'm not really prepared with this font. I don't know what it's called. By the way, did you know you can Google, like, what is this font? And there's websites where you can just take a picture and upload it and it'll tell you what it is. Pretty nifty. But what might I do? So I actually had a design template kind of queued up here where I was thinking, like, maybe we cross niche Father's Day with basketball. No rhyme or reason why. I just thought to myself, I think for sure there are dads that maybe bond with their kids over basketball. Maybe they're a basketball coach, a lot of different things. Maybe they're just dads that like to play basketball or watch basketball or play basketball video games. You see what I'm saying? There's so much potential. Honestly, if I want to do research, which, I mean, this is about research, so I'm not going to skip it, but everything I just told you is, like, off the top of my head, right? So before I worry about what is already selling, which is something I do recommend doing, I might just go ahead and have some fun with it. You know, there is a fun element to what we're doing. You don't have to go and validate every little thing in the sense of, like, okay, it's Father's Day. Well, we know that's popular. Okay, but basketball? Yeah, do we really need to go and search to validate that basketball is popular? It's popular. Father's Day and basketball combined? I know, I'm a genius. Let me know in the comments how smart I am, right? So we did the classic car example as, like, one way of kind of niching down, but how about we say something like basketball and then figure out ways to add a Father's Day element to it, okay? So also, because, you know, basketball and the NBA and stuff like that, there's also going to be some people that are uploading to Amazon merch that are towing the line and getting a little bit, you know, too close for comfort, if you ask me. So what I might do here is honestly just put in Podly, guys, you can change the search from default to in title. And when you get results like this that are a little bit more generic than I'd like, I find that doing the in title will look for whatever word or phrase I typed into the search bar and make sure it's in the title. So now I'm going to hit search again. And you'll notice it did refine the search results a little bit. I feel like they're a little bit less generic. And now we can start looking for clues. Now, again, there's people who toe the line. Look at the first design there. The goat 23. I mean, come on now. And it's red and black. That's definitely a Michael Jordan shirt. People should not be doing that. That's not the point of this video. But just remember, Amazon merch is strict with their content policy. Stuff like that, when they find it, will get you banned. We have a New York basketball shirt. So we could do something like New York basketball dads. Again, the text in the shirt too. Keep in mind, the text in the shirt does not have to mimic the text that someone types into the Amazon search bar that would buy our design. So it could be something like New York dad. Okay, I'm doing this off the top of my head, guys. This is like a legit how I might do it in real life tutorial. So I'm going to duplicate this where it says basketball. New York dad that loves, and I'm going to half the size of that text. Okay, you see? New York dad that loves basketball. Inspired by this design right here. Does that make sense, guys? New York dad that loves basketball. Is it very specific? Yes, it is. Should you take this design, go list it on Etsy as well, and then enable customization so that people that don't live in New York that like your design, right? Maybe they live in Maryland, okay? Shout out, everybody lives in Maryland. So they can go ahead and say, I love this, but my dad lives in Maryland. Can you switch New York to Maryland? Yes, of course I can, right? But on Amazon merch, we can't do that. This is where it's beneficial to have a lot of upload slots. Like I have 200,000 upload slots. I can upload this for every single state if I want to. You see what I'm saying? On to the next one. And these aren't pre-planned. I'm just showing you guys how I would actually do this. Never underestimate a girl who plays basketball. So now we're talking about girls and basketballs, right? I know there's a lot of that. It was the WNBA draft recently. So, girl dad that loves basketball. That's an easy one, right? Girl dad that loves basketball. Maybe one that says, my daughter loves basketball, right? That makes sense, right? My daughter loves basketball. Here's one more I did. You can see I just made it say number one women's basketball coach. So now it's dads who coach basketball. Notice it doesn't say dad. Does that mean it's not a Father's Day shirt? Guys, remember, when we typed in Father's Day into the search bar back here, the first shirt says, I'm not old, I'm classic. It doesn't say anything about being for dads or for Father's Day. So just break free from the mentality that it has to have the words that someone types into the search bar in the design. It definitely helps though with SEO to do that, but it's not a requirement. I was thinking like, I don't know, again, what did I use as examples earlier? Like, we do want to integrate. It definitely helps to have the word dad in the design. Like if this was a one-on-one coaching call, I'm going to definitely recommend, depending on your level of experience, if most of you guys are beginner to intermediate, include the word dad in the design. So it could be something like husband, father. I'm just making this up, by the way. Husband, father. I can take this word that we used earlier where it says loves, put it on top of the basketball maybe, have it say dad. Okay, we're just kind of going off the cuff here. Husband, father, dad. Put it really big on top. Maybe honestly even do a color overlay and match it to the color of the brown in the... Okay, no, that doesn't look good, does it? Okay, maybe we just do black. I don't know. Or white. We'll go back to white. We're doing it live here. Husband, father, dad, basketball coach. Boom, save a version there. And then also basketball lover. Amazing. Save that as well. You see what we're doing? We're making multiple designs here. It's not like there's some silver bullet that's like, oh, this is the best design ever. No, give it multiple attempts. Give it multiple opportunities. Basketball, don't forget, basketball player, right? People love playing basketball. And basketball video game player, right? Something like that. Video gamer. Okay. You guys see what we're doing here? This is how I would truly go about it. You can see you can spend a lot of time on just one sub niche of Father's Day. I chose basketball at random, but I guarantee you there's going to be products that sell, not just t-shirts. Remember, we're talking about Amazon merch. So you upload one design, enable it on all 14 products. I guarantee you there are some sales waiting to be made in that specific sub niche, and then go and expand it out into other niches. Guys, thank you for watching this video. Check out Podly. It is linked in the description. They have a massive database of Amazon merch products, which really helps when it comes down to drilling down into the sub niches. It always helps to look at what's already out there that's selling and then integrate that into your designs. And of course, put your own spin on it as you just saw me do. So shout out to Podly, linked in the description. Please hit that like button if you found this video helpful. Drop a comment. Let me know if you have any questions, feedback, etc. Subscribe, and I'll see you guys soon with a new video.